the sun sets like butter slipping down warm toast. Summer is beautiful, perfectly made for the snow cone stained children and lovers in lakes. On a warm summer evening in the middle of June, words sound like honey dripping off of a spoon. And the silvery silence, a mirror of the moon. I am the moth circle in the porch light. Will you stay with me till morning? Will you give me just this night? My forehead and you say you have to go, and I feel like lukewarm water, and I feel like nothing at all. So I'll just drive around the blue-winged suburban streets, trying hard not to think of how the houses all repeat, and the strip malls and the phone calls that are waiting for me when I get home. Summer is beautiful, the air grows hot and sweet. Something's bound to happen, ain't that summer's guarantee? So how come every summer I get so damn lonely? How come every summer I get so damn lonely? How come every summer I get so
You got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from Space Bomb in Richmond. Our guest today is Joby Riccio. Joby, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The debut album is Whiplash. Joby's playing tonight with Commonwealth act Palmyra at the Broadberry in Richmond. Again, so great to have you here. So let's talk about the genesis of the record Whiplash. So you won a songwriting competition, and the prize was to go to Asheville and record this record. That was in around 2019, mm-hmm. and then COVID hit. So can you walk us through sort of the process? It was a long time coming to get this record out.
Yeah, absolutely. As it often is, I feel like that's sort of the unspoken behind the scenes thing that a lot of fans, including myself, until I made this record, didn't really realize how long these things can take. But basically, for me, it was I won the contest in 2019. COVID happened, and we were planning to go into the studio in the spring of 2020. And obviously, that didn't happen. So we pushed it to the fall when it felt safer. And I went in and recorded solo. I flew out from Denver, where I was living, where I'm originally from. I had moved back during the pandemic times, and yeah, I flew over to Asheville and did the first like vocals and guitar stuff. And then we came back in the spring of 2021 with myself and my co-producers. We went to Asheville and finished everything out as a unit, and then did basically a lot of the other things you hear remotely tracked on this record. So a lot of it was done kind of piecemeal style, which was a brand new experience for me, but also was my first record, like full length. So I didn't really know that that's like not necessarily a normal way to make a record. And I feel like we made lemonade out of lemons for sure with that.
Absolutely. So you've gone on record as saying that the term whiplash, the title of the record, comes from this idea of sort of an emotional whiplash, which we can all relate to when you're sort of transitioning into adulthood and all of those things that come with that. So you were around 20 years old, I think, when you wrote this record. How does it feel to sing these songs now, several years later on the road? Mm. Are you still channeling those feelings, or you feel like you're in a different place now because, you know, you're older?
Yeah, I do feel a little bit less cuckoo crazy than when I was, you know, like 19, 20, 21. But I do still feel that constant sense of change. And I think that all of us felt that sense of change, you know, going through lockdown and all of that stuff and just everything. Like, we're living through a crazy, tumultuous time globally and nationally, too. So I feel like it's not so much like this personal thing of like, okay, there's a lot of life changes still happening and I'm like developing into the person I am. It's also like, oh my gosh, now this is happening in the news and like this is going on and we're dealing with this. And I feel like there's been a lot of change and adjustment going on. So I feel like that I still really connect with that idea and a lot of the themes on the album of like, you know, giving yourself grace, learning to be kinder to yourself, things like that. It still feels very applicable to me, even though it is funny to think of my younger self when I play them too. Yeah.
Joby Riccio live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond, playing with Palmyra at the Broadberry in Richmond tonight. We're talking about the debut record, Whiplash. Joby, we'd love it if you play another one for us.
Absolutely. I was going to save this one for the end, but Desiree, you sort of jumped the gun for me, but it's perfect. I'm gonna play you that song, Whiplash, that it sounds like many of you have maybe heard on the radio here, which is so cool. I have actually heard it on the radio here. I was, you know, staying with a friend and like got in the car and there was my voice. So thank you so much for playing my song. It means a lot. And this is Whiplash.
Trying to swallow the sun. I've been running from the morning every night. The seasons cycle through in their colors, and I'm somewhere between a woman and a child. I've been having dreams where I'm flying underneath the prairie moon. It stretches out like an ocean, and I know I won't be coming home soon. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling of time spinning past. I got whiplash and the cars won't slow. No, they only continue crash. I had a man, he thought himself a cowboy, but I thought cowboys were brave, and he went running off like a coyote. Tail
tail between his legs. He's probably downtown drinking up the neon and pouring his best line into her glass. Smiling a smile he saw in a movie, but cardboard charms are not built to last. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling time spinning past. I got whiplash and the cars won't slow. No, they only continue to crash. I am dizzy. I am
Whiplash, the title track to Joby Riccio's debut full length here on WNRN, coming to you live from Space Bomb in Richmond. Joby is playing tonight at the Broadberry in Richmond with Commonwealth Act Palmyra. We're talking about the new album, Whiplash. And Joby, you mentioned that you grew up in Colorado, you went to school in Berkeley, so that gives you the Boston experience, and now you call Nashville home. So I'm sort of curious how each of these places has had an impact on you, and in what place, where do you draw the most influence now?
I think I'm a person who's very impacted by my environment. And I think a big part of that is because of where I grew up, growing up in Colorado. I grew up in Morrison, Colorado, where Red Rocks Amphitheater is. And it's just this very beautiful, idyllic little tourist town up in the foothills outside Denver.
On my bucket list. I still haven't gotten to go.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You need to go.
I know.
Oh my, I have to get you there.
I know. Maybe I'm this like, summer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Not only have the wheels are turning.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a beautiful place. And I feel like it also is a place where there's a lot of music. So I always felt inspired to, you know, want to grow up and play there one day. And I think also moving to Boston, like I really wanted to live somewhere completely different from where I was from, which I think a lot of, you know, angsty teens feel that way too, where they're like, you take for granted maybe the place that you are from. And now I feel like I sort of a deep yearning for home still. But I mean, also Nashville has been very formative for me, and I feel like I've really found my friends and my people and my like my musical soulmates there too. But luckily I feel like I've entered this period in my life where I'm traveling around a lot, so I get to see a lot of friends who don't live in Nashville, or they're always coming there. So I feel like each place has definitely informed something in my music. I suppose maybe that Colorado is maybe the place that has informed my music the most, just because of the whole childhood story thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to brag on you for a minute. Won the songwriting scholarship from Berkeley. Also won the John Prine Songwriter Fellowship from Newport Folk Festival. Yay! Only the second person ever to win. Yes. Right now, Joby is part of the Artist on the Rise competition to play Willie Nelson's Ranch during Luck Reunion in just a couple of weeks during South by Southwest. You can still vote for her on her website. I'm curious, throughout this journey, you know, you've started to meet these musical legends that you've gone on record as saying you look up to, people like Emmylou Harris. Mm. So throughout this journey so far, it's been a whirlwind since Whiplash came out. Mm. I'm curious, what accolade or what experience has meant the most to you?
Ooh, I mean, the Prine Fellowship, yeah, for sure. That was, I mean, truly the honor of a lifetime, having grown up listening to John Prine's music. My dad introduced me to John Prine when I was young, and I mean, I think he completely changed the way I look at lyrics and humor and emotion in songs. Like, I feel like it meant so much to me. It was so validating to receive that honor. And to be led into that family too, in that community of John Prine. I mean, it's not just Fiona Prine and right. Tommy and all, like, it's the whole, it's yeah. the fans too. It's the people yeah. like to be associated with such an incredible person like John was is like, I mean, that means the world. Like I could cry. I could. So I don't take for granted any of the other accolades as well. I mean, I'm very, very excited about Luck Reunion as well. I mean, that's been on a bucket list for me for a long time as well. So yeah, it's been really amazing.
So talking about musical influences, before you released Whiplash, the debut full length, you did drop an EP called mm-hmm. Strawberry Wine, title that I think we're all familiar with, as a tribute to the women in classic country and bluegrass that you grew up on. Do you want to name check some of those influences?
Yeah, I mean, that EP, I feel like I listened to Trio, the Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, Emmy Lou Harris record for like a year straight of my life yes. and was like, all right, this feels really important to pay tribute to. So I wrote two songs on that, Strawberry Wine and Hanging the Moon, and then I did a cover of a Hazel Dickens song, who also felt like a very formative influence for me. And I also, like, when I was a young child, my parents bought me, like, a Patsy Cline CD and a Leanne Rimes CD. And we always had, you know, Emmy Lou Harris, the Eagles, John Prine, anybody on the CD player. And then there was also, like, country music on the radio wherever I went in my hometown. So it felt like a good thing to sort of, you know, call tribute to. And that was really what was... making me the most excited musically at the time. So that does, it is, it's really yeah. sweet. Like talk about thinking back on my younger self. Yeah. That's sort of the ethos of that,
yeah.
that project.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what yeah. sort of called you to country music, right? What is that saying? Country's three chords and the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So
yeah.
Is sort of, you've talked about before this idea of country music being a truthful form of songwriting, being what sort of led you to that. Would you yeah. say that's accurate?
Totally. I mean, I really am, I feel like I'm drawn to people who tell it like it is yeah. in life too. Like I appreciate that directness and that honesty and that vulnerability. And that can look like country music, that can look like, you know, a Miranda Lambert song where she's not taking any S-H-I, I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep it kosher for the radio, but it can also look like a Joni Mitchell song where she's, or an Adrian Lanker song where they're, you know, talking about how, like, a personal experience, or a Prine song where it's a little bit of both, like,
exactly.
it's, so I feel like that's the kind of writing and art that I've always been drawn to, for sure.
Joby Riccio live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond, playing at the Broadberry in Richmond tonight with Commonwealth Act Palmyra. We'd love it if you take us out with one more, Joby.
Absolutely. Desiree, you really have nailed this like transition thing because now I'm going to play probably my countryest song that's been being spun on the NRN airwaves. This is a song I wrote also sort of in that tributary spirit, thinking about women in country and folk like Sheryl Crow and Lucinda Williams, and just trying to step in to who I am. A fan after our show last night in Durham said, "Man, that was tough," when I got off stage, and I said, "Yeah, that's what I want to leave people with. That was tough." So this is my tough song. This is sweet. Joby Riccio, thanks so much for having me. Standing here again, all the guys I meet just lead to dead ends, and all the girls I've wanted never had a clue, or probably don't bat for my team even if they knew. I felt like a mountain, I have felt like a mouse. I've heard poison words fall out of my mouth, but I can swallow my pride and apologize. apologize if you give me half a chance. I may try, but let me tell you, I don't know how to be sweet. I don't know how to play a cool girl fantasy. And affection's two directions, not just a one-way street. I'm just not that sweet, 'cause my heart gets scared and sometimes shows its teeth. But if I'm yours, I will love you honestly. So who cares about being sweet? Tried to be softer, more digestible. Diet versions of myself, terrified of feeling full. I've squeezed these hips into someone else's jeans, and I have said I'm sorry when I didn't need to be. I curse when I'm angry, I curse when I'm not. I've come off too cold and I've come on too hot. So if we meet eyes from across some crowded room, I ain't ever gonna try to hide the truth. I'm just not that sweet. I don't know how to play a cool girl fantasy. And affection's two directions, not just a one-way street. Just not that sweet, 'cause my heart gets scared and sometimes shows its teeth. But if I'm yours, I will love you honestly. So who cares about being sweet? Who cares about being sweet? I'm just not that sweet, 'cause my heart gets scared and sometimes shows its teeth. But if I'm yours, I will love you honestly. If I'm yours, I give you all of me. So who cares about being sweet?
Joby Riccio live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond, playing at the Broadberry in Richmond tonight with Commonwealth Act Palmyra. Joby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. One more clap. Thanks to Alex and Matt from Space Bomb for having us. Thanks to Matt, Michaelin, and Amber from WNRN on cameras. Thanks to all of our listeners and members who are here this afternoon whose support makes sessions like these possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.